teams around the state. Here's the area teams participating in tournaments, starting with Richland Center. They will be competing in the Great River Sprawl in the Omni Center in Onalaska. The tournament will be on Wednesday, August 28th through Thursday, August 29th. For Riverdale, they'll participate in the Friendship Invitational in the Just a Game Fieldhouse in the Wisconsin Dells. The tournament will be on Friday, August 30th through Saturday, August 31st. River Valley will be competing in the Menominee Sprawl in the Johnson Fieldhouse at UW-Stout in Menominee. It will be on Friday, August 30th through Saturday, August 31st. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Travis Wilson from WizSports.net will talk football with us coming up after these words from Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
We are back to talk football with Travis Wilson of WizSports.net. Travis, here we go. Are you excited for the new season?
Very excited. It's been a while, obviously, going back to November of last year when we had some great state championship games at Camp Randall, and now we get to see the fruit of the labor of the last 6 or 8 months as kids and programs and teams have worked hard in the off season, lifting, getting better, getting their contact days done in the summer, working through training camp the last 3 weeks, and now it all pays off as they get to go out on the field and hit somebody else for real for the first time this year.
Looking at the schedule this week, Travis, there are quite a few games that are sort of rematches of last year at this time. Any that you're really looking forward to?
Absolutely. I mean, you start right away and look here in the SWC. How about Prairie du Chien and Aquinas in week one? Prairie du Chien was the only team to beat Aquinas last year as the Blue Golds would go on to win a third straight state title in Division Five. That's going to be a fun one. That was actually one of our Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week nominees.
Have you heard a lot about programs across the state? Are numbers looking pretty good for football from what you've heard?
I haven't heard much one way or another. I mean, the last couple of years, I think numbers have been up overall after a bit of a dip, certainly around COVID. I mean, that impacted things. I think things are on the uptick. I believe last year, and I don't know if this was the 2023 stats or if it was just reported in 2023 from the previous year, but looking at nationwide, football participation was on the upswing after a few years of declines. So that's been good to see. Again, I don't know exactly where things land this year, but it seems like there's some positive movement in that direction.
Any rule changes for high school football we should be aware of this year?
I should know, but I can't think of anything too significant for this year. Last year, there was a rule change involving being able to throw the ball away when you're out of the pocket that will be in effect again this year. That's one that I had always kind of hoped or lobbied for. I think it makes a lot of sense from a player safety perspective, so you know, it's a similar rule to the NFL and college football. One of the changes this year, a couple of changes, not necessarily rule changes, though. First of all, this is the first year of the current realignment cycle. So there's been a number of changes in conferences, including in our area. In the SWC, of course, New Glarus moves in and also dissolves their longtime co-op with Monticello. Monticello will now play eight-player football as a standalone program, and New Glarus moves in from many years in the capital. Change there. The Six Rivers changed. The SWAL changed. The Ridge and Valley 11-player conference goes away. So lots of conference changes this year. And then also, once we do get to the playoffs, there is changes this season related to the WIAA's tournament performance factor points, where for those schools that have had a large amount of success in the postseason in recent years, they are going to be moving up a division. and that includes Darlington, who has had an excellent run the last few years. It includes also the Aquinas Blue Golds, who have won three straight state championships. So there's some programs on the move come playoff time because of that, that will certainly will be impactful as we get towards the end of the season.
I know sometimes on the opening night or the first couple of weeks, there are a few blowouts. How much can we take from these really early season games, Travis?
Well, number one, I love seeing some of these non-conference games that we get early in the year, games against, you know, former rivals that maybe aren't in your conference anymore, games against teams from outside your area that you get a chance to go out and challenge yourself with. So I really like some of the non-conference action that we get, and there are some huge games on the schedule around the state of Wisconsin. You certainly can challenge yourself if you choose to. You can pick who you want to play and what level of competition you want to face. At the same time, there are kids that are going to be out to begin the season because of eligibility or ineligibility that, you know, they'll come back partway through the year, and that will change the dynamic of their team. And, you know, week five or six for a lot of teams will look very different than week one and two sometimes, just from a personnel standpoint and who's available. So that's the other thing that we sometimes have to keep in mind. We've seen teams struggle out of the gate, maybe in part because they're missing some guys. And then towards the end of the season, they get those guys back. And, you know, are able to make a run and things look a little different for them. So, yeah, I mean, we can learn a lot early, but, you know, it's also a long season. You're not winning or losing a conference title. You're not winning or losing a playoff spot in week one or two. You certainly can help your chances.
Yeah, I've noticed that over the years, too. You know, you think a team, maybe they get blown out on the first night, and you're like, wow, they're really down, and then they go on a run. So you just really never know until, like you said, you get into the meat of the season, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen teams that struggle down the stretch and then all of a sudden turn it on in the playoffs because they just, you know, found something that worked, or they got guys back, or their matchups were better. It's so up and down in high school football. We've talked about this many times. You never know what's going on and what's going through the head of kids that are 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. If their girlfriend just broke up with them, if they're dealing with, you know, stress at home, if they are trying to pass a class, whatever else. There's so many variables, and so, you know, kids can be unpredictable. So that lends itself sometimes to, you know, a little bit of unpredictability when it comes to what happens on the field.
So tell us about Wiz Sports. Any changes this year and any things that you're covering?
Well, we're looking forward to getting back at it. We've been busy the last month or more now, getting geared up for the high school football season. You can go back and check out all of our preview information if you'd like at WSN. We did conference previews for every team in the state. We produced our player rankings for the senior class, did preseason team divisional rankings where we pegged the top 15 in each division. Also just announced our watch list for our senior football awards. So all that preseason prep is still available. And as we get into now the regular part of the schedule, really should be a daily destination for any high school sports fan. If you're looking for basic information like the schedule for this week, the stat leaders, a box score, a roster, we've also got links to streaming games for many of the games around the state. So if you are not able to get to a game, or maybe you want to watch a Thursday night game, you can head to our schedule page and see and get directed to streams to be able to watch games. So all of that available. And throughout the season, we'll get into our regular schedule and cadence of content where we'll have our coaches poll that will come out on Tuesdays. We'll do our eight player preview on Wednesdays, our weekly preview of the big games on Thursdays. We'll have our Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy game of the week poll. We'll have our player of the week and team of the week looking back at the previous week. So new content coming out every day on WSN. Make sure you check it out on a daily basis.
Yeah, as we all do. That's great. And eight player, you mentioned that, and they're underway with practice. I know they'll start officially next week, but it's interesting to see some of the long-time, pretty competitive teams, such as Highland in the area, and DeSoto's been for a few years, but quite a few of them have converted to eight-player football, haven't they?
Yeah, finally. To be honest with you, we've talked about this for a while, that I think there was some of those Six Rivers, Ridge and Valleys, Scenic Bluff teams that held out a little bit longer than maybe they could or should have, playing 11-player. But Highland, I think, can come in and be very successful right away in 8-player. They've got a very good group coming back, including Bennett Smith, their quarterback, was a first-team all-conference player last year. His parents are Richland Center folks. So they've got a good chance to come in and be successful. Hurley is another team in the far northern part of the state that's been very, very good in 11-player football for a long time. They're making a switch to 8-player. So it's continuing to grow. I think there's a little bit of a plateau in terms of the number of teams that have moved to 8-player. The trickle is slowing down a little bit. But now some of the conversations are turning to, okay, are there enough teams to expand the playoffs in 8-player? And there's been discussions of if that means going to 2 divisions and allowing more 8-player teams into the playoffs. Right now there's an enrollment cap. If you have a 3-year average above 200, you are ineligible for the playoffs. They want to keep it just for the very smallest schools. They've also talked about just staying with 1 division, but expanding the number of teams. So that will be kind of on the horizon in 8-player, as much as, you know, who's moving to 8-player is what's going to happen with the playoffs and with the season.
Are there some major coaching changes from last year, Travis?
Well, it doesn't get much bigger when you're talking coaches changes than at Wanakee, where Pat Rice retired after a legendary career. I believe it was 7 state championships that he led the Warriors to, finished as a runner-up in his final year last year. Chris Graverson takes over, so a new era at Wanakee. That's certainly one that a lot of people are watching, keeping an eye on. Some other ones as well. Not a ton locally necessarily. In conference in the SWC, Jim Mathias stepped down at Broadhead Judah, and Gus Wiedig, who was a former All-State player at Bigfoot, takes over that program at Broadhead Judah in the SWC. So certainly there's coaching changes once again. Also at Lodi, Dave Poles had planned to step down after last season, ended up going out with a championship. Kyle Mack takes over there. So we have just over 65 coaching changes that we're aware of heading into this new season, which is about normal. We've seen a few more at times, but it's just the nature of the beast. There's close to 20% turnover, 15% turnover almost every year.
All right. Good stuff, Travis. As always, here's to a good season, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson joining us from WizSports.net for our football report.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
This is Tim Thied for WRCS Sports with your halftime high school scoreboard update. And thank you for listening to the Ithaca Riverdale broadcast. Ithaca's leading Riverdale 21-0 at halftime. Other scores to pass along, Richland Center and Tomar tied at 7 apiece at half. It's Hillsboro's leading basketball 33-6 with 29 seconds left in the second. Viroqua is leading Dodgeville 13-7 at the half. It's Fenimore shutting out Iowa Grant 10-0 at the half. Aquinas is leading Prairie du Chien at the half 8-6. Also at the half, Lancaster is shutting out Mineral Point 14-0. Darlington beat Platteville today. This is a final 28-0. It's Potosi Cassville leading Cuba City 18-7 at the half. And Portage is leading Wisconsin Dells 20-0 at the half. Sauk Prairie 30, Baraboo nothing at the half. We're going to send it back right after this to Pickering Park and the dynamic duo of Phil Batman Nee and Michael Robin Hernan right after this.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right, fiber right to your home or office. They can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television, and our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams.
visit our webpage, rgtc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
Welcome back to Wayne Manor here in Muscadet. I'm Phil Mee, joined by Michael Hernan. Thanks to Tim Feed for that halftime update. And the Bulldogs leading 21-0 over Riverdale. First score came on a 30-yard Wyatt Hilby run, and it was the Balthazar Kaiser extra point kick that made it 7-0. Later, the Bulldogs with a 14-yard touchdown pass from Keegan Jones, and that went to Channing Brown again, and it was a 14-0 lead with a Kaiser kick. Wyatt Hilby with a 51-yard touchdown run. That was with 2:17 remaining in the half. Kaiser's kick made it 21-0. Also, Jones to Channing Brown on a pass play that looked like it was a touchdown, but called back with just seconds remaining here in the first half. The Bulldogs lead it by 3 touchdowns. What did you take away from the first half, Michael?
Basically, the big takeaways were early, Ithaca established a run game. They did very well there. And then eventually, they went to the skies and brought out the pass game. They had success there. Ithaca's been basically having success a lot. Well, Riverdale has put on some pretty good drives, but yet they just can't convert. And that's the big thing here today. Ithaca has converted like 3 out of their 5 possessions the other day. Riverdale couldn't convert on either of those possessions. It basically comes down a game of possessions, a game of yards. And there's some mistakes that Ithaca had in the past, but Ithaca made up for those by making big plays at the end. Basically, Ithaca dominating the run and pass, and they're basically doing whatever they want so far. Riverdale done for a little bit, but they just can't convert, and that's the big story there.
It's starting to get a little foggy, or is it just my glasses? I'm not sure. It looks like it's a little hazy across the field, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe, of course, with the humidity and that stuff. And it's supposed to get really hot this weekend, sadly. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, you could start seeing a little bit of haze, like if you see it far back in the trees, like you can't really see them as well.
I think we'll be able to see the numbers here in the second half. I hope, anyway. Otherwise, we'll make it up, I guess.
If it's nothing like the Fog Bowl back during that Eagles and Bears wild card game or divisional round game or that playoff game, we should be
fine. I think we'll be fine. Yeah, nothing like that. I've had a few nights like that, though, where it got a little tough toward the end of the game. But on a night like this, you can't complain about the weather, that's for sure. And I've talked about no thunderstorms. We've had some opening nights where we were worried about lightning delays, and we're not getting that tonight, so we're all right.
Yeah, that's always good too. I remember sophomore year I was suiting up for a game against Iowa Grant, and that was the night where it had tornadoes, thunderstorms, all this tornado warnings going out. So it was basically, we sat in the locker room for 2-hour delay. We did not get back in the field until 11:30 at night.
Did you get it in?
Oh, we got it in. But the game ended at like midnight.
Yeah, I know it. Those are crazy nights.
Now, that's probably the latest night ever.
I had one time in Prairie du Chien, probably 30 years ago, but I remember that they were like, okay, you guys got to come back and play tomorrow. And I think it was with Richland Center. And they actually had a couple of people that were involved in weddings the next day and things like that. So they're like, nope, we're playing it. So we did. We stayed till probably 12:30, 1 o'clock, and got it in.
Yeah, another story is that against Southwestern East Dubuque junior year, we got through the first quarter 8-0, and then it started raining, and then we had to postpone to the next night.
Yeah, they've done that a few times too, and that's tough when you do that. Let me see here. It looks like 39-0 River Ridge leading in their game. 18-7 Potosi leads Cuba City. And so a couple of the latest scores we have in addition to what Tim told us about. Richland Center and Toma tied at 7 at halftime. 21-0, the Bulldogs of Ithaca in the lead, and they will receive the second-half kickoff. Campbell totes it end over end. It's going to be around the 16-yard line. A return for Ithaca, 25 to the 30. 35 still going as the return man rolls across the 40 to the 43-yard line. That was Channing Brown again, working some leg magic there.
Yeah, it's just the thing he does. He makes a good kickoff return again. He has had a night so far. It looks like he got tripped up there by Bevin Dennis, I believe. And that was just a good return. And Ithaca's got really good field position to start this third quarter.
Good place to start there for the Bulldogs. And along the line, they're led by their center, McNeese. First of the line, they are set. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, 42. Handoff going for a running play, going right side, Wesley Nelson. Bowls his way to the 45, gain of about 3 or 4 yards. So the rest of that line for the Bulldogs, Houston Bolin on the right side, along with Ben Otto and Isaiah Fargin alternating there. Left guard is Cody Burns, and the left tackle is Devin Iam. Wide receivers, Caden Keller, Ethan Berkram, and Channing Brown. The tight end is Nolan Waldner, and Wes Nelson, the running back. Fullback is Wyatt Hilby, and the quarterback, Keegan Jones. Second down for the Bulldogs, and about 7 yards to go for a first down. Snap from center. Nelson gets the carry and pounds his way to around the 48-yard line. So add another 5 yards. Riverdale defensively, the nose guard is Gavin Kroll. Defensive ends are Wilhelm Buchholz and Peyton Olson. Linebackers include Owen Blankenship, Talon Childs, Brody Meese, and Ethan Cagle. Cornerbacks are Eli Campbell and Conlon Walsh. And the safeties are Terry Sage and Bevan Dennis. Third down. Here we go. Bulldogs up to the line. Third at about 2. Ball just shy of midfield. Awaiting a snap from center is Jones. Long snap count. And I think it was going to be a quarterback keeper. And whistles and flags fly everywhere. The Bulldogs jumped off. They really were penalized some costly penalties in the first half.
Yeah, basically mainly it just false starts. I mean, just the lack of discipline on the line, snap count. That it hurt them a little bit, but they've been able to come back that. And that's a big thing for Ithaca. Sure, they make mistakes tonight, but they were able to make plays to kind of cross out those mistakes. See if it happens here again.
Third down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs. It's backed up to around the 44-yard line. Whistles to stop play just for a moment. Our officiating crew is up in the booth with us at halftime.
Clocks.
Oh,
the issue.
Get the clock fixed. All right, they got it going. 21-0 the score, and here's Jones back to throw. Guns his way. Oh, nice catch by Nelson. First down, Bulldogs. Into Riverdale territory a little deeper to around the 35-yard line. Catch and run by Wesley Nelson. And I like Keegan Jones, just patience in the – he just knew something was going to open up, and it finally did. Good protection by the line.
Oh, that's really good protection. And, again, the patience is correct. And Wes Nelson just runs a curl route. It looks like, from my vision, it's like, uh-oh, that's trouble. But just a nice throw, accurate throw, gets it to Nelson. Great window throwing there. And I think it's gotten our first down.
At the Riverdale 35-yard line, 4 wide receivers set. Just the lineman, the center, and the 4 linemen there. And here's a handoff running play and the running up the gut, getting a few more first down Bulldogs for Wyatt Hilby. That's a 10-yard run.
Yeah, Wyatt Hilby's had a heck of a night, too. He's been really good running the football. Phenomenal. Again, we talked about it all night. His vision and his cutback is what making way. It's the offensive line provides you the first 3 yards. And then it's the running back's job to get the extras. And Wyatt Hilby's done an excellent job at getting those extra yards.
Brody Meese on the tackle for Riverdale. There's a snap to Jones. Hand off again, cradling the football, going to the right side, trying to gain some room is Hilby, and he's going to be wrestled out of bounds. It's a first down. He got down around the pylon. Did he get in?
I think he did. I think refs are issuing touchdown blues.
I heard the signature cowbell for the Bulldogs. He did get in. We're blocked out. I thought he stepped out of bounds a little bit upfield, but evidently not. He got in for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think I saw him. I saw the ref raise his arm for a touchdown, so that's how I knew they got a touchdown. But again, Wyatt Hilby, heck of a game. Him and Channing Brown are having really good nights tonight. And Keegan Jones, they're pretty good as well.
Balthazar Kaiser with the extra point kick. It's good for the 4th time tonight, and the Bulldogs lead it 28-0. 9:06 remaining in the 3rd. High school football Friday night coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome welcome back to Riverdale, and the Chieftains now down by 4 touchdowns as the Bulldogs just keep going with a big play, and the passing game for the Bulldogs has been what has kind of improved as this game has gone on.
I think the reason why is that they established the run game. The run game is working, so that opens up the pass game as well. When your run game is down, your passing game is going to be down, or off, or like is on point. Passing game will be on point as well.
Here's the kick, and it's going to be caught by Riverdale inside the 20 for a quick return to the 25 before they're upended there. Stop is made. Meese with the return. And several Bulldogs on the tackle. So that'll bring up a Riverdale first possession of this half. They'll be starting around their own 29-yard line. 28-0 in favor of the Bulldogs visiting here, crossing the Wisconsin River. Carter Copsey, kickoff return for a touchdown to start the second half. River Ridge up by a score of 39-0 in that game. Awaiting a snap from center, the Chieftains low to the ground. Now a handoff cutting on the counterplay, left tackle, and bullying his way is Meese. And a good initial run crossing the field. He got about, 5 yards or so, it looks like. Meese having a good blue-collar night here for the Chieftains.
It's basically been like a bell cow type back, workhorse type back, just gets you some yards, makes situations easier. That's what a good bell cow workhorse back does. Doing a pretty good job for Riverdale for that tonight.
Second down and about 4 yards to go for the Chieftains. 8:26 remaining in the third quarter, and the Chieftains move the pile for a couple of extra yards. Might be getting close to a first down on a short yardage run. Run is made there by number 7, Common Walsh. So it will be a yard to go, it looks like. Third down and a yard for the Riverdale Chieftains. Ball marked at their own 38-yard line. It's like Toma leading Richland Center 13-7. That game going on at Toma High School tonight. QB getting set. Blankenship under center for the Chieftains. Rolls back now, hands off to Bevan Dennis, trying to make the corner. He's hit initially and then driven back by the Bulldogs. I don't think he got it. Good coverage up ahead for the Bulldogs. No gain, 56. Isaiah Fargin, I think, on that play.
Well, Isaiah Fargin to the ninth got down off the edge, but then Wesley Nelson comes in, just finishes the job. There's a nice shot by Ithaca defense again. It was Wesley Nelson there with the tackle.
Fourth down for Riverdale, and they're bringing out the punter. Campbell, fourth and about 2 yards. And Ithaca will send back a receiver this time. Campbell will await the snap from center. Line is set. Long snap count is to try and draw him off. And a good snap from center. Campbell with a line drive. It's going to be caught for the Bulldogs. Channing Brown, he's got speed. Stiff arms, 130, 35, 40, 45. Nearing midfield with a spin move. And then gang tackle by Walsh, Dennis, and several of the Chieftains. Good return by Channing Brown. There is a flag, though. And it looks like there is a Riverdale player that is slow to get up and now will stay back to the ground after the tackle is made. So we'll check on his well-being, and that means Lindsay Tollickson from the training crew, Richland Sports Medicine, will be out. She does a great job.
She is a great trainer. She was awesome. So she both is the athletic trainer for Riverdale and Ithaca. Just a great job. She does a great job at her job. Like, not only just handling, like, 2 schools, but she's great to work with. Like, I've been there, like, on back problems during my basketball season stretches. It's been great. She's a great trainer. She does an excellent job at her job. And she's fun.
Just lucky to have the sports medicine crew. So both teams move into their sidelines now as we have a Riverdale player that is stay down. Injury time here in Muscadet. 6:50 remaining in the third. Ithaca leading it 28-0. And this is non-conference area football Friday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The injured chieftain is being helped from the field. Carter Degenhart will be taken off under the guidance of a couple of coaches here and the trainer, Lindsay Tollickson. You never like to see that.
It's one of the brutal things about football. Football is a physical sport, and sometimes you'll see that. It's not pretty. Not pretty to see at all. It's a concerning thing, but hopefully Carter Degenhart gets better.
Yeah. Well, and both teams, you know, they're looking at having competitive seasons, but with lower numbers. I think they're both around 24 or something like that. But anyway, you look at one player, sometimes that's four or five positions, especially when you're looking at the varsity football, because if they play both ways or special teams or whatever. So it's tough to replace any one player.
Yeah, that's really true fact, and especially these small schools around here. Health, especially playing Ironman football a lot, health is very big for these teams, and too many injuries can definitely derail our season.
After an impressive return by Brown, the Bulldogs take over at their own 37-yard line. First and 10 for Jones in the offense. Fake handoff. Now he's going to throw one out to the flat, complete to Brown. There he is again, Channing over the pile and gets about 10 yards for a first down. Boy, he can fly, can he?
Boy, Channing Brown has had a heck of a night. Yes, he can. Again, his vision, his cutback, footwork has been excellent. He plays basketball, so he's shifty in that sport too. Trust me, I know.
Yes,
but,
he is.
Yeah. Cam Brown's been putting on a heck of a show tonight.
Brody Meese with the tackle for the Chieftains. Brody's had a few of those tonight as well. Clock running, 6:25 remaining in the third quarter, 28-0 Ithaca. Two men wide left, one man wide right. Bulldogs lining up. And there's a snap from center, handoff for an up-the-gut run there, and that is going to be Hilby, and Hilby cuts left, another cutback. He's got a first down, rolls across midfield into Chieftain territory to around the 35-yard line. Great run.
Yeah, Hilby, again, Channing Brown's had a heck of a night, too, but why Hilby, again, very fantastic night getting the ground. He's definitely got he's over 100 yards rushing, most likely. But, again, his vision, his cutback, it's been impressive for Ithaca tonight.
Good blocks on the left side of that line, or right side of that line. Ben Otto on the right side. And Houston Garcia-Bolin stealing the deal. Bulldogs with a first down ball at the 35 of Riverdale. First and 10. Hand off, Wes Nelson. Cuts around right end. Cuts back. Bowls his way. Goes head to head and chest to chest and gets a couple of extra yards. That was a blue-collar run by Wes Nelson, short of the first down by a couple of yards.
The tackle there, he wrapped his head like around the shoulders. That's what's able to get him extra yards. When you want to tackle someone, you want to try to get him in the waist so you can take away the leg so he doesn't get that extra yard. But since he tackled high, Wesley Nelson was able to take advantage of that and try to get some extra yards by pushing him over like that.
Conlon Walsh on the tackle for Riverdale. And the Bulldogs continue to churn the yards. It's a ball at the 28-yard line now. Second down and about three to go. Hand off a running play again. That's Nelson up the gut that time and pushes his way inside the 25 for a first down. Several Chieftains again helping on the stop. Ethan Cagle, number 54. Six move on for the Bulldogs. This game came down to a touchdown a year ago. 14-8, Ithaca was a winner. Both teams trying to shore a few things up here in the second half. Bulldogs were the worst for wear with penalties in the first half. First down, Ithaca, 24-yard line of Riverdale. Hand off and a running play. Sweep into the left side is Nelson. Puts the shoulder down and didn't get much. Good coverage by Riverdale. Bevan Dennis.
Yeah, it's good contained there by Riverdale SD, Bevan Dennis, Colin Walsh helping that cause. Basically, you have to contain him. The back's got to cut inside, and that's where the rest of your team is. That's where the rest of your help is. That's why contain is very important. If you get that outside, there's no help. But you contain, they have to force to go inside. That's where the majority of their help is.
Caden Keller runs the play in for the near side for the Bulldogs. This is second down and 7 yards to go from the 21 of Riverdale. 3:49 remaining in the third quarter. Two men wide to the right side for the Bulldogs. There is the set, and now here goes the running play. That is going to be Hilby down the left side, down to the 10, the 5, and in for another Bulldog touchdown.
Boy,
Wyatt's having a night.
He is having a night for sure. My goodness, nobody could stop him. He just, on his way, just trucked the kid. Like, just incredible. Ithaca's the Bulldogs, but he has been certainly a Bulldog tonight.
So that would be touchdown number 4, if our bookkeeping is right. And the Bulldogs, with an extra point, could get the continuous clock going. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good by Kaiser. That makes it 35-0. Good kick by Kaiser. And the Bulldogs, with 3:37, have added another touchdown. We have a little bit of time to go yet in the third quarter, and I guess all of the fourth as well. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
They're singing the Ithaca school song in the background in the stands. Can you sing the Riverdale school song?
I know what the rhythm and bass go like. I can't really recognize the lyrics. I mean, I have to be in the gym.
Oh, okay,
because
okay.
The lyrics are up there. But
we'll put you on the spot at winter sports then, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Wait. I think the lyrics are like fate are on the
wall. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
There's the kick by Ithaca. The Riverdale Chieftains will recover that ball right around the 20-yard line. That one went short, kind of squibbed toward the out-of-bounds line before Riverdale fell on it. So the Chieftains will have pretty good field position. Looks like around the 35-yard line, their own, for their second possession of the half. Again, a 35-0 lead for the Bulldogs will mean the clock will continually run now for the rest of the game, and that will speed up things. Chieftains will send a man wide to the right side. That is Gavin Mirabelli. Riverdale's line is set. The quarterback, Owen Blankenship, just a sophomore, getting his start tonight, and hands off for a running play left side, pushing the herd for a yard or two, the Riverdale running back. And bodies will unpile. Walsh, I think, number 7. Kind of hard to see on that side. The Bulldogs gang tackling. We couldn't see who the Riverdale ball carrier was. Looks like, no, it was Meese. Like Bodie Meese on the carry. Gain of about 3 yards. Riverdale spent a lot of time running offense on that side of the field. Ithaca defense has done a pretty good job continuing to pitch the shutout. Riverdale's had a fight and claw for its first down tonight. Ban in motion for the Chieftains. And here goes the running play. Not much going for the quarterback. He had to hang on to it instead of hand off. And Blankenship is hit behind the line of scrimmage and loses a couple of yards.
Yeah, again, the Ithaca defensive lineman is just having a heyday back there, just mostly getting through on touch. And Blankenship has no time. I mean, kind of got to feel bad for Blankenship back there taking all those hits. So you want to be a quarterback, eh?
Yeah. He took a really tough blindside hit in the first half as well. And fortunately, he was all right. One of those where you hold your breath. When you're kind of rolling out, too, sometimes, that's a tough one there, kind of on that option, it looked like. But had no time to get it away. Hand off, this is Meese, and he has spun around and dropped after basically no gain. That brings up fourth down. Boy, the Bulldog defense is really cinching it in there.
Oh, yeah, they've been stout, and they've been really good so far. A little bit in that, little bit at times during the middle of the game, they would bend, but they would not break. One of the things about Ithaca, like looking forward to, they put on the show tonight.
Wyatt Hilby, one of the guys that got there first. And on fourth down, Campbell is out to punt. Map is there, and the punt in the air. Fair catch called, and Shannon Brown grabs it at the 45-yard line. And that is where the Bulldogs will take over. Riverdale with its second punt of the half. And the Bulldogs will start again. The ball is going to be marked around their own 45-yard line. Join us for our post-game show sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We'll also reward you with the turning point of the game tonight, and we'll set the stage for Football Friday Night. Proud to be a member of that network again this year. Talk to our old buddy Chuck Freeman. He will be among the hosts, and they'll have lots of reporters from throughout the state checking in with their games and kind of giving us score updates. We'll be joining that network at 10 o'clock tonight. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to be content to just let this run down and start the fourth quarter. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Ithaca leading it 35-0 over Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Welcome back to Riverdale Pickering Park in Muscadet. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Michael Hernan. Tim Thede is our engineer. Fourth quarter getting set to get underway. And the Bulldogs with the chance to get that clock running, and they did here with the second touchdown of the half. Extra point kicking has been stellar as well for Kaiser and the Bulldogs, hitting all of the extra points. That's certainly a key as well. Fourth quarter, 12 on the clock. There's the snap from center. Bulldogs will try a running play and going to the left side, and not much. Looks like some new Bulldogs out there. We'll have to see if we can gather some of the numbers. Everybody will tackle, and it looks like Talon Childs comes up a little bit lame. Play comes in from the near side for the Bulldogs. That is Gage Busher. Bulldog line includes Channing Wheaton up front. Some of the fellows that play on the JV teams as well. Tyler Steinmetz is put out wide to the right side for the Bulldogs. Awaiting the snap from center. The QB, handoff, not much going. Liam Rowan was the ball carrier, and Riverdale snuffs it out. Number 70, Wyatt Rowe, on the tackle for Riverdale. So the football is marked there. Was there? There was a fumble, wasn't there?
Wow.
I was wondering why they were running to the sidelines, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? But a fumble, and it was recovered by Riverdale. So the Chieftains will get it back.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought the play was dead, but there must have been, like, a loose ball on the ground, and Riverdale just seems to get it.
So the Chieftains will take back over on the offense. Looks like a timeout on the field. Stops the clock with 10:51 remaining here in the football game. And that is how you stop the clock with a continuing clock. It's got to be a score or a timeout or official timeout. Otherwise, it runs whether you're out of bounds or inbounds or whatever. So the Chieftains will talk it over.
Yeah, and something about both teams who are on their JV, it's like, I know, like, garbage time. It's kind of really important for these guys. I know the fans, like, you're seeing a 35-0 game, you're like, oh, boy. But, like, for these players, these JV players, it's a great experience. Get some varsity experience so then the future actually play in the varsity game. So maybe, like, when injuries happen or that sort of stuff, they feel more comfortable being in the game.
Most definitely. Owen Blankenship remains the quarterback for the Chieftains. Rolls to the right, comes to the near side. Bulldogs coming after him. He sidesteps now. The quarterback's got some running room. Throws. Dennis has got it, and he's got a wide-open sideline. Cutting down the left side. Devin Dennis down around the goal line. He's going to stay inbounds. And did he get in? No signal from the officials. Devin Dennis. He did. He got in. Boy, the officials never made the call if it was a touchdown or not.
Yeah, so Owen Blankenship just flushing out, and then he gets a wide-open Bevin Dennis, and he's got daylight. And how about that, Riverdale, they got something positive there today. And honestly, you see some sparks about Owen Blankenship. Some good, you saw some bright or some good things about him in the future. And they got a field goal kicker out here.
All right.
It looks like Eli Campbell.
Yep, Campbell is out to try the extra point for the first time tonight. So awaiting the snap from center is the holder. Long snap count. Placement is made. Kick is on the way. Oh, looks good. And Campbell gets it. So Riverdale is on the board. It is 35-7 with 10:38 remaining in the fourth quarter. High school football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
So Riverdale gets on the scoreboard. Clock still runs continuously, whether the team scores or not. And with 9:54, it starts to run again, and the Chieftains will kick off to the Bulldogs. Who knows? You see an onside kick here?
Hey, at least we get those surprise onside kicks, unlike the NFL.
The NFL, they're doing everything they can to do away with the onside kick.
Yeah.
You only do it in the fourth quarter, and you got to tell you when you do it. I mean, what surprise is that, right?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, just bring back where everyone could be on one side.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot more fun that way.
Eli Campbell.
Except for the Packers when Brandon Baum.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
No.
Bring up some old wounds right there.
Ugh.
Ball is marked on the near side. Riverdale may be going for the onside. Campbell with a hand up. Chieftains are set. And, nope, he's going to kick it away. Booms it down the sideline. That ball rolls and rolls and goes into the end zone. Boy, Campbell's got a strong leg for a freshman, doesn't he?
He's got, like that extra point, that was, like, at the top of the upright.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
I think he could probably hit from, like, 30 or 40.
Yeah, that was impressive. So the Bulldogs will have it as it goes into the end zone and comes back to the 20 for the touchback. So Ithaca starting at its own 20. Their worst field position in some time here in this game. And the Bulldogs with reserves out there for the second series in a row. The last series ended in a fumble, which was the first turnover of the night for the Bulldogs. Leading 35-7, so they are set, looking things over. And now a long snap count from the Bulldogs QB. Everybody will set along the line, digging in. There's the snap from center. And a handoff going to the right side, and the Bulldogs are going to be over the pile. Not much there. Peyton Brown, number 16, is the quarterback. Had a chance to see his number for the first time. Ricky Thompson also on the run there. For the Chieftains, number 3, Eli Campbell out there now, playing on the left side on that kind of sending from the end on the man coverage. Bulldogs are in a pass set anyway. Brown under center. Long snap count. And now the Bulldogs with a running play. Good. Gaping hole off left tackle. And the initial carry goes for about 4 yards. by Ricky Thompson. Tackled by the Chieftains, 56, Peyton Olson. And it's third down and about 4 yards to go for the Bulldogs, leading 35-7. Getting some additional scores here as we get closer. This one is going to end quicker than some tonight. Now the Bulldogs up to the line, third down and about 4 yards to go from their own 26-yard line. There's the snap and the handoff for a running play. Thompson bounces left and right, and then the whistle sounds. His forward progress got him back to the line, but not much more than that. Good coverage by the Riverdale up front fellas. Ethan Cagle, 54, on the play. Archer Holler, is that right?
Yeah, Archer Holler, yeah.
55. So it brings up a fourth down for the Bulldogs, who will go for it with 6:08 remaining. Fourth down at about 5 yards to go from their own 24. Under center is Brown. There's the snap and the whistle, and it looks like false start for the Bulldogs. The young offense struggling a little bit to get everybody in step.
Yeah, it's just impressive to see that even though Ithaca's got a 35-7 lead, they had a whole bunch of false starts in this game, a lot of false starts. And later down the line, it's not going to hurt them tonight, but like if Ithaca, they're going to be in a tough Phoenix Bluffs conference.
Right.
It's always tough. That's just something you're going to have to really work on in practice, try to get them more disciplined on the line.
Shore things up a little bit.
Yeah, to get ready for the Bangors, for the Cashins, and all the rest of that top block.
Fourth down and about 10 yards to go. Brown under center. There's the snap, and he rolls to his right side. Brown going now under duress. Brown's going to try to make a little bit himself. Spin move, keeps going to the 22-yard line before he is brought down, and Riverdale will take over there on downs. So with about 5 minutes left, the Chieftains got a chance to, again, maybe put something together, work on some offense.
Yeah, at this point, for Riverdale, he's just trying to make the score respectable. I mean, you put up another touchdown, all of a sudden, it's like 21 points now, depending on the extra point goal, but to get and put the game more respectable at this point. It's basically at this point in the game, you just want to try and just keep fighting.
Time out. 4:49 remaining. 35-7, Ithaca leads in area football from WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
River Ridge wins its game tonight, 39-0. Southwestern East Dubuque, 14-12, leading Blackhawk, and that is after three tonight. 14-6, Lancaster leads Mineral Point. A couple of good teams going tonight. The Lancaster's got a good ball club, as usual, and Mineral Point does, too. Timeout is over now. The Chieftains will have the ball after the Bulldogs turn it over on downs. And for Riverdale, starting at the Ithaca, 25. By far their best starting position of the evening. Ball on the far hash mark. Snap from center. Blankenship back to throw. Guns it toward the end zone. Caught, and it is a Riverdale touchdown. Yes. Caught down goal line and in for the score. Was that Childs?
Yeah, Talon Childs.
Nice grab. Got down the sideline. Blankenship throwing from the hip right there and puts one in the breadbasket. Bulldogs, basically no one in coverage. They were a little confused. Again, they've got some younger players out there, so they were not necessarily in coverage. And I think if you're the receiver that's that wide open, it's just a matter of, I got to catch this ball.
Oh, yeah. And that was a great route that Dallas Child ran. It's more of like a post route. And how about this? I know the game really hasn't gone well for Riverdale, but you're seeing some good things from Owen Blankenship. It looks like he's going to have a bright future here at Riverdale.
Well, he's very accurate on his throws. Here's the kick by Campbell, the extra point, whoa, into the night. Nice, good kick, and that is in to make it 30-14. Ithaca with 4:20 remaining in the football game. We'll be back with more. Yeah, it, across the street, I think it hit a truck. Yeah. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Did you know? Just one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. The Richland Hospital and Clinics and Impact Life are hosting our next blood drive on August 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are appreciated but are not required. For more information about how to schedule an appointment, visit the events page on our website, richlandhospital.com. Your donation could save a life.
Eli Campbell will get a chance to put a toe into it again here for the Chieftains and drills it to the far side of the field. The Bulldogs are going to run a reverse after the catch by Thompson, and running ahead for a few yards is the man he handed off to, number 23, Liam Rowan, and the Bulldogs move it to around the 20-yard line. That's where they will take over for their next possession. Ithaca leading 35-14, continuous clock here in the second half. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Both teams kind of working on a few things, which I think is good. Yeah, I think at this point you start working on getting ready for next week.
Oh, yeah. And basically, yeah, just keep putting up fights, basically. Basically getting ready for next week, as you said. And they're basically just keep on, put on a nice cap to the end of the game.
Richland Center leading Toma 14-13. That's in the fourth quarter. So Hornets have made a comeback in that game. 35-14, 3:25 to play here at Riverdale, and the Bulldogs up to the line. And the backup quarterback, Peyton Brown, is under center, awaiting a snap, long snap count, and the Bulldogs with a running play, cutting off left tackle with a spin move. That's Thompson. Not much to go there on the left side. And following the block of number 77, Ben Otto. Clock down to 3 minutes to go. Bulldogs gain about 2 yards. Alan Childs, I believe, helping out as well on the stop for Riverdale. And Ithaca out with the play from the sidelines, and they head to the football. Ithaca operating from its own 24-yard line, 2:35 to go in the football game. Peyton Brown under center. There's the snap. And the handoff on the counter run for the Bulldogs, number 23, Liam Rowan. That's a good run. Close to the first down. I think he got it.
How about that? Ithaca's sticking with their running game. And I'm pretty sure these two will play JV, I'm thinking, right? I think so.
If both do, you know, they're going to be kind of nip and tuck with the lower numbers to have JV, but I think they probably will.
What?
That'd be on Monday, right?
Yes. If there is a JV game between these two, this is kind of a preview about what that's going to be. And that's kind of always cool at the end of the games or in this ball. You get to see these guys get to see a preview of when each other entering the next Monday.
So a minute 40 to go in the ball game. The Bulldogs garnering a first down and trying to ensure that they'll keep the ball for the remainder of the game. Snap from center. I believe somebody might have jumped. When I was a center, I always knew the right count. The other guys were always wrong, you know, if we jumped offside. You know, because I always had the, you know, 10 other guys could jump, but I had the ball, so it wasn't my fault, honest.
Yeah, that's true. Centers always know everything.
Second down and 11 for the Bulldogs, operating from their 31-yard line. Ithaca getting close to getting enough to get into victory formation here pretty soon. Peyton Brown under center, awaiting a snap, takes a knee with 53 seconds to go, and the clock will continue to run here. Riverdale, I don't believe will choose to stop it. And that first down was kind of key for Ithaca to keep the ball for the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah. And you talk about, like, you used to play center. Like, center is a hard position to play because, like, you have to know all the plays, what everybody's doing on the offensive line. It's a captain of the team, and, like, memorizing plays is, like, easier said than done.
And you wind up in the bottom of the pile lots of times.
Oh, yeah. Center is, like, you give props to them. Like, they go through stuff.
There's the snap. Brown takes a knee, and that will do it. Bulldogs with the win here to open the season. Final score of 35-14 over the Riverdale Chieftains. Boys.